Hi, Mr. Thacker. Willie, this is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Of course, Mary wanted me to get on the line and get you the details of how the service works, answer any questions that you have, and then apply the established business rate to make it even more affordable for you. Well, happy Tuesday, Mr. Thacker. How's your day going so far?
Now, let's get it straight. I only want you to tell me what you can provide for me. I'm open to
it.
I want to hear what you got to say. Okay. I'm a listener. I'm a listener first, and then I will talk. Now you tell me what is your service and what you can provide for me.
So did you have any questions for me other than the price? You want to know the details of how the service works?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure.
I think if you were trying to sell me something, you would already have that rep together, because when I go into a customer's business.
I asked you how your day was. You told me you didn't want to answer the question. I'm just trying to consider how to speak with you, sir. I'm trying to be respectful of your time. But I want you to be respectful of mine, too. I know what I'm doing. I do my job, and I've done it well.
Well, just tell me what you got going on there.
All right. It's our job to fill this particular listing today, and our job is to get your phone ringing, okay? You've been around for a long time. There's a lot of information, misinformation, mixed information, old, inaccurate information for your business out there, multiple websites connected to the same phone number. It's a little bit confusing for someone who might want to call you, and it's also very confusing for Google. They don't know how to list your business. It's why you don't pop up on the first page even after all of these years that you've been around. So
You can't say that, sir. Don't say that.
You're not on the first page. I can say that.
I'm a very successful man.
I didn't say you weren't. That's not what I said at all. It's not what I meant to imply. You've been in business for a very long time. Congratulations on your success. But
yes.
For Google, your business doesn't show up on the first page because of your online presence.
The businesses that pop up
on the first page, Willie, they're not there because they've been doing it the longest or do the best job in town. They're on the first page because they have the content that Google requires for a business to be on the first page.
I trust you there. You're right.
If you see value to having your company be more searchable for your services, for people who might not know the name of your business, then we might be able to help you there. Okay? We've been around since 2004. We are a Google partner, and our job is to help businesses be found on Google and Bing for the keywords related to the services that they provide. So people don't need to know the name of your company, but they may be looking for a guy in your area who does what you do. And you have a website. In fact, like Mary said, you've got multiple websites. We would make sure that this particular website pops up when people are looking for your services. They can contact you directly. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate anywhere in your service area. Okay, Crystal Lake, McKinney, anywhere you want to be found. It's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis of exactly $299.00. So it would bill once a month for that exact amount. You're not going to pay per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's just that flat rate. Now, I know you've got questions for me, Mr. Thacker. At least on the surface, though, being that it is offered on a month-to-month basis with the calls coming directly to you and that flat rate of $299 a month, is that something that you would even want for your business at this point?
Yes, and that would – you would correct everything. You would set off my points right with my – Crystal Lake area, like the phone number, like things.
Sure.
So, okay. And so what was your type of business you would go after for me?
As far as the potential customer who would call you?
Yes. What is, for the first rank, when they search for someone in my area, would it be commercial and residential or what?
Well, yeah, we can target both. That's what I'm saying, residential or commercial. If you have a specific preference, we can make sure that you're being found that way. But do you residential and commercial work, right, obviously?
Right.
Office cleaning, carpet cleaning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You see, that's all on my website. Those are my target sets.
Right, yeah. And you don't really have a preference of one over the other, right?
No, they both bring revenue for me, and I own license for those.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so we wouldn't want you to be limited. We would want to make sure that your business is popping up for all of the keywords and search phrases. Residential and commercial clients will be able to pick up the phone and contact you directly, okay?
Gotcha. I understand.
And then...
Okay.
You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system if you wanted to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc.
Okay, so where are you located at? What city? Don't tell me California.
We are in California, just like Google and Facebook are in California.
Oh, man. Nothing good come out of California.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
Oh, man.
You watch movies. Most of those are made in California. What do you have against California?
Nothing, because I had a...
You watch TV? TV's made in California.
I had one service out there, and pretty bad. But anyway,
there's a lot of services out here in California. I'm sure there's a lot of contractors in Illinois that don't provide the same quality work that you provide. If someone came out and botched the cleaning job, would you expect a potential customer to say, well, I'm going to hire someone out of state? I don't think so.
No, I know. You got a good point. I'm just giving you a hard time here.
No, I know
that. You
want to
be my friend. Okay, then, see. All right, so... What can we do? I would like to try you for and see where we can go. What is the contract?
That's a great question, Mr. Thacker.
Yeah.
It is month to month. It is offered completely.
I understand the month to month. And if I decide not to go with it, what happens? If I decide 4 months from now, can I opt out?
Of course, yeah. So being that it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, you can also pause the service. Whether you need to go on vacation, get more work than you can take on, need to pause the service seasonally, etc., you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. And as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, it's that same flat rate. It'll never go up on you.
Make sure we include those clauses in. All right. So what we need to do? What I need to do is I'm not going to have you to call me back. What do you need from me now at this point? I don't have much time because
there's not enough time today to conduct what we call our client interview, but we are going to want to have one of our technicians give you a follow-up call, and that would be tomorrow. Talk to you about you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement or motto. I mean, just to kind of confirm the information off of your website and things like that, and kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that everything's Google compliant. Mr. Thacker, I only need about 5-10 minutes of your time, though, to get everything set up. The business name... is Service Master by Thacker? Is that how you want the company to be branded online?
Yes.
Okay.
It's complete professional clean, but it's DBH Service Master by Thacker because I'm a franchise owner.
Gotcha.
It has to be in involved in the name of the person. So it's complete. It's Service Master by Thacker.
Got it. Okay, Service Master by Thacker. That's how I do have that. And then, Mr. Thacker, the phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you would want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
No, that all numbers will come to this number, but directly
okay.
to me will be 847-815-0550. That's
okay,
a direct
perfect.
Number to me.
For the business.
For the business.
And, okay. The 8889 number, though, that's a good number for us to reach you, though, right, regarding your account?
You could do that, but you don't need to. That number which
okay.
I just gave you, that's
is
the
only preferred
number,
that number
you
for you and for the business? Okay.
Yes, all those areas is a forward number to that number.
Perfect.
To me, directly.
Gotcha. Okay. I did see an address on file for the business, though, but the business itself is, it's service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you, whether it's a residence or a business. You do go to the customer?
I go to the customer. If they call me for a quote or something, I always go out and see the building and take down what they want. So I go out. No one comes to my office. I do
Perfect.
Have an office, but that's shut down since the pandemic thing. So I don't even go there no more.
I did see 1120 Mitchell Court. Is that your residence then?
That's no longer that. No. See, you're still over
ass.
There in that wrong area. You got, if you go to my website,
that's
why I think
there's some misinformation out there. I'm trying to reconcile it. There's also a P.O. box in Carpentersville.
That's the whole location where my office started off at, and that's where I'm at today.
Okay.
And my biggest address is 410 Banner Drive in Carpentersville.
You said 410?
Yes, Vanna, V-A-N-A, Drive, Carpentersville,
Got
Illinois, 60110.
Yeah.
Customers
okay.
only need to know the post office box. I don't want customers showing up at my house.
Oh, yeah, no, of course not. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are actually run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would,
yeah.
especially since you're out
that's
in the field
correct.
Most days. Your website, though, just to confirm, the website has the 847-426-6133?
That is still, that is the main business number from Service Master. And
okay.
From the,
I see.
And that number, you can keep that number, and it'll come directly to me. That is the first number I have.
Okay.
The number I gave you is my personal cell phone number.
The 0550 number, 847-815-0550. Gotcha. Okay.
That
yeah.
is cell.
Perfect.
And the 63 is office.
Got it. And
perfect.
Then,
yeah.
And then is there an email address that you would want us to use to contact you directly, not to promote for the business, but for us to reach out to you with longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records? Is there a good email address for you?
Yes. Yeah, that www, all that stuff will be on that website I gave you.
Yeah,
is
the SVM by Thacker.com. I'm looking for an email address on there. The
clean.
Yeah, it's down at the very bottom. And it's not, there's not like a separate contact form, but I do see it down there. The clean
that's
at SVM by Thacker.com. All right.
That is correct.
All right, Mr. Thacker. Willie, I really appreciate your patience. Like I said, there is some old information out there. We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll want to make sure that all of the business information is accurate, current, and consistent. So everything that's on the SVM by Thacker.com, that's what we're going to make sure people see. Any of the old or inaccurate information, we'll get rid of it. Okay? That's going to make
that
it a lot easier for Google to list you on that
now,
first page, and then.
I got a question. There is something on my website that someone put there because when I first got in business, they just didn't like me for some reason or another, and they gave me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was said that he's a scam artist and all that kind of stuff. I think they wrote there. How can I get that removed? I don't care. Someone told me, everybody knows that that was a discussion in a person thinking, you know.
Sure.
But I don't know. But how? What would take Google to move that? I don't care about moving it or not. It's actually a question.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. We do come across that from time to time. We do work directly with Google's back-end team when reviews are in question. We can either flag the review as fraudulent, as in, you know, you never worked with that person, or you did not provide, you know, the poor service, and then we can work to have that that particular review removed. Or, you know, at the very least, respond to that review itself. So, like I said, it's a comprehensive service. We are a digital marketing firm, so we want to make sure that, you know, we'll kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and all the bells and whistles to make sure that your business is listed accurately and appropriately. Like I said, we'll do a follow-up call for things like mission statement and motto and verify information off of your website and things like that, help you to get more reviews, help you to flag fraudulent or inaccurate reviews. Now, I actually have all the information that I need right now to schedule the follow-up call for tomorrow. One other thing that is required of us, though, Mr. Thacker, because we are Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It takes about 3-4 minutes for me to get through it. It's recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's the exact flat rate of $299, that the rate will never go up. We're even waiving your setup fee. Now, the voice verification, Willie, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. If you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question, it is actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
So are you planning on doing that today or tomorrow, Wendy?
Yeah, the voice verification, like I said, takes about 3 or 4 minutes. We would process the payment today and then schedule the follow-up call for tomorrow.
Okay, I'm a little skeptical at this point, but yet and still, yeah, all right, let's go for it.
So like I said, the voice verification does answer some of your questions, and it is required by Google. So it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, Mr. Thacker, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Service Master by Thacker.
Okay, that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Thacker, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Willie Thacker. Owner.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Thacker, as the owner of Service Master by Thacker, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you would be providing, should you choose to use our services, are you an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Thacker, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, even coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Willie, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. As long as you answer the phone, Mr. Thackel, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. And here we're talking about anything new that you may add moving forward. We will, like I said, do that NAPW audit to make sure that anything that's already out there is accurate and fix it if it is not. If anything new comes along, we want to make sure that it is also accurate for your business. And, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Willie, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is always consistent and accurate for your business. Mr. Thacker, that's fair enough, right?
That makes, yes, it makes sense to me.
Perfect. We appreciate that. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, being that it is a well-established company, being that it is a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. Should you choose to move forward with our service, your initial payment, including any setup fee, which I'm actually waiving the setup fee, would be charged today, the 7th of November, at the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That is an exact amount to the penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. That is also a fixed rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In fact, my company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned before, it is offered on a month-to-month basis completely at will, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, or pause the service whether you need to go on vacation, get more work than you can take on, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Now, of course, to prevent charges to your next month of service, all that we would request would be that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Thacker, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Willie, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that does actually conclude the voice verification, but before I do ask you for that form of payment, I did want to send you just a text message. It is a link to our pricing page so you can see a little bit more about our company and about our services. It is an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. You should receive that to your phone. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Hold on a minute. I will. Hold there.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. So like I said, you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access to your client dashboard. There's a review monitoring tool on the tracking system as well. There's a separate tab for reviews. So you can request reviews or respond to reviews, or like I said, have us respond to those reviews for you. There's no additional cost for us to do that. Now, like I said, we've been around since 2004. December 17th is our 19th anniversary. It's a long time for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page of the internet, that is a long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Now, the reason I wanted you to see this is that we are, in fact, Google partners. And just about the middle of the link that I sent out to you, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a box just below that that says Google Partner with a colorful Google G on it. Now, that is not just copy and pasted off of the Internet. That is our official badge of authenticity. It is provided to us directly by Google. Really, you can click right on that box, and it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that local splash is a Google partner. And, of course, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, they do share those changes with us ahead of time so that we can make sure that you stay right there on that first page. Now, as far as the SEO packages go, we're talking about the Platinum package, but reduced pricing by half. So instead of $5.99, it's just $2.99. You've got a website. You've got some content already, although there's a lot that we have to make sure is consistent and accurate. I was able to waive your setup fee. So you're just looking at the $2.99 as the out-the-door cost. Okay? So as I pull up that client interview calendar, that first payment of just $2.99, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
And is it Willie, William, any middle initial?
No, Willie. W-I-L-L-I-E.
I was going to ask because some people do spell it with a Y. So it says Willie Thacker.
Right.
Okay. Willie Thacker, no middle initial.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Thacker, you did say that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4 then. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4802.
Yes, sir.
0981.
Okay.
5829.
Yes, sir.
1944.
Okay. And then, Mr. Thacker, the expiration month and year?
0528.
05 of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
000.
Really? Okay. So 000 on the back of the card. I had earlier someone said 0008 or 008. But I've not heard anyone say 000 on the back. So that's a new one for me.
I have been gotten so many times, man. You would be surprised.
Yeah.
People
000 on the back. You said it was 05 or May of 2028 for the expiration date. Mr. Thacker, the card itself, was it 48020981 5829 1944.
That is correct.
Does that bill at the 410 Vana Drive 60110?
It will go either way.
Okay.
Post office box 281 or 410 Vana Drive, because my name and business is on there.
And it is still the 60110, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So, Willie, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, well, let's see here. Okay. Well, give me just I need the telephone number. Okay.
Sure. So the toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And, Mr. Thacker, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And you can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that.
You can send that to me in a text? Oh, you're going to send it through the email?
You are going to get it by email. Yeah, you'll get that all by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. It looks like those emails are being sent now. You should receive them in a minute, both the invoice email as well as the welcome email with the client support information that I just gave you. The only other order of business on my end, Mr. Thacker, is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Again, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do ask for a one-hour window, but the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so we are looking at tomorrow. Looks like the earliest available would be 9 a.m. The last available is 5 p.m., and with looks like only 2 o'clock would be the one exception when there's not at least one spot available. 2 o'clock would be the one time that we couldn't do, but we could do we could do 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock. We
1
could
o'clock.
Do 1 o'clock?
Okay. 1 o'clock would be fine. Yeah.
1. So we're going to schedule it from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. It is, like I said, a one-hour window for the call that takes about half an hour. So it would get you maybe a few minutes after 1, get you off the phone about 1:30, something like that. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well. And I hope that I am. I may already be on another call, though, and if I am, they'll call you on their own. But if I am between phone calls, I'll...
You'll be speaking with my son, David. He's the one that handles all this type of stuff.
So, David. Okay. David is the one that we'll be speaking with. Okay. And is there a different number for David?
David, yes.
224.
456.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
9824.
Let me just verify. David's number is 224-456-9824.
That's correct.
Okay, and he is your son. Last name is Thacker also.
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, so we'll be doing the client interview with David, and he'll have all the information that we need regarding your business, the hours of operation, how long you've been in business, number of employees, and things like that.
Yeah, all that is in the web. It's definitely in my website.
Sure. Yeah, but David is your son, and he's also a big part of the business then, it sounds like, right?
Yes, he's the one that...
That's fantastic.
Just like you. He knows exactly what you're doing.
That's perfect. I'm glad to hear that. So we'll be calling David then for that client interview. I did want to set up a little bit of added security on your account here, and you're going to want to make sure that David knows the answer as well. If anyone calls you moving forward and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, Willie, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the security question as well as the answer. And anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with ServiceMaster by Thacker, whether it's you or David or somebody else, even if we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you for the answer to the security question. Again, that's for your protection. The opportunity to choose would be either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Brooklyn. It's my first
Brooklyn.
Pet name.
Oh, I was gonna guess. I was gonna ask, is that the city you were born in or your first pet's name? Could have gone either way. Okay, so Brooklyn, I gotta type that in.
I don't mean Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, I was about
right,
to say.
Right. So Brooklyn was the name of your first pet. All right, so we've got that down as your first pet's name is Brooklyn. And then, did you happen to receive either the text message?
No, I have not received it yet. I did receive the text message. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I got it.
It looks like our system caught up with all the emails that it was going to send you. I kind of wish it would wait on some of them, but it could get a little confusing when you get so many of them. the one that we want you to see now is the local splash initial invoice. So that's the one with the copy of the invoice. And if you click on it, it also has a please click here to accept the subscription terms. It says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. And then above the invoice, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Mr. Thacker, the blue click here is hyperlinked, and it goes to the terms and conditions. If you click on that, you should see it open up the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we will be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
What I got here is local splash. Click on the link to see our pricing. I got that. That's way back there. Then welcome. If I got welcome, if you
okay.
have any questions.
Right.
And then I got thank you for choosing local splash. And then I got one, so local splash will give you your Google business profile
okay.
verification.
Gotcha.
I don't
so
have
the,
anything
the,
else.
The second to the last one, the one that says thank you for choosing local splash.
Okay. Yeah.
There should just a couple of lines down below that. It should say please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And then if you click on that blue click here, it will go to
yep.
the terms of experience. So of course,
okay.
our main focus, Willie, is going to be Google, because that's everyone's main focus. But we will also make sure that you're showing up equally as well on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. But we still want you to get those opportunities and those options and get those phone calls too. So we'll mirror the content on Bing, the Google Business Profile. Of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo, Facebook, Apple Maps, etc. You already have a website, so we're not going to do the website for you. We will do the Facebook ads. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here, of course. I want to honor your time
yeah.
and be respectful. But
yeah,
if you see... Yeah, we'll let you get off the phone in just a second here, and I appreciate your patience. There's a line that goes all the way across it. Below that, there's a couple of boxes. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages to my phone. Of course, SMS messages are just text messages through the computer, but we will want to be able to send you text messages from time to time. The other one is also, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, so do click on that box. There's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would type in or copy and paste your name. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so just make sure you capitalize the W
so
and the T.
I want to click on I agree. And
correct. And the I certify.
I certify. And click here to type the name.
Correct.
Okay.
And then it's capital W and then capital T. Everything else is lowercase. Of course, a space between, but not a space before or after. And then once you've got Willie Thacker, click the confirm signature box. Mr. Thacker, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know, first of all, that you are aware it's a month-to-month service, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost of the service, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are indeed an active business in the local area, and to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that anything that's out there is accurate and for us to fix it, because we know there are a few things that need to be removed or fixed. So it's an important step in the process. Now, when it asks
okay,
you for a username and password, just let me know.
Yeah. Okay, I'm
okay.
there.
You can stop right there. In fact, the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It thinks both that you're trying to see your tracking system and that your tracking system is already active. It's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using once your tracking system is active. So it's asking you to log in. When your tracking system is active, and we do need to do your client interview first tomorrow at 1 for us to create the content for there to be something to track, but within a day or so after that, you'll get by text and email your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do. I'm going to send you a calendar invite for that client interview tomorrow. It's going to say local splash CIENG, that just stands for client interview to be conducted in English, and then it has your username. Your username is actually the number that we are speaking on, the 8889 number, the number that it got forwarded to. So your username
okay,
includes the area code. You'll see that in the the calendar invitation. But the username is 847-658-8889. That's going to be the username, okay? Now you can change.
That will be in the...
It's going to be in the calendar invite that we send out to you right now. So you'll already have it. And then once your tracking system is active, we'll text and email you that same username with the assigned default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do. Either way, it's okay. But I did want to say thank you so much. I do actually hope that I am available when our technician calls you in the 1 o'clock hour tomorrow, because then I'll be able to speak with you, or I guess it will be with David, just in the very beginning, and then we'll hand it over to the technician. But I did either way want to say thank you for your patience, for your kindness. You even made me laugh a couple of times. I have to be honest with you, Willie. I don't get all of that in one phone call.
I got you all upset talking about California. Come on.
Well, you know, I wasn't sure if you were serious or not. I mean, you'd be surprised. I have people. No, Mr. Thacker, you wouldn't be surprised. People hang up when they hear California. Are you kidding me, California? They don't like our politics. They assume that we're all horrible people, you know, which is a crazy way to view the world. But I did laugh at that when you said nothing good comes out of California, because, you know, there are some
good things. You said the same thing about Chicago, bro.
Anywhere that you go, there's good and bad. And if we can all look to find the good, we'll certainly find it. If we focus on the bad, that's all we'll ever see. So hopefully.
I'm looking forward to see this come out. Okay.
Yeah.
You will be the better.
Look for the
person.
Good. Look for, you know, be patient enough to have it take hold and start working for you. Our clients love it. If you give it a chance, you're going to see the results, and I think you're going to be very successful with it. I'm happy to be part of that continued success of your business, and also, like I said, real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Thacker. You take care, sir. You enjoy the rest of the day.
And tell Mary, thank you.
I sure will. I sure will. Thank you very much.
Yes. Bye.
Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you.